USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
But Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And it's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly, if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things. I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death. Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As the world awaits a coronavirus vaccine, some scientists are proposing that the polio vaccine could give the body's immune system a much-needed temporary boost to stave off infection. Now, it's still unclear whether such an approach would work, and some experts are skeptical, but others, including researchers in Israel, the Netherlands, and Australia, are also investigating whether a tuberculosis vaccine could help jumpstart the immune system and make COVID-19 less deadly. San Francisco police will stop responding to neighbor disputes, reports on homeless people, and other non-criminal activities as part of a police reform plan announced by Mayor London Breed. She said all calls that don't involve a threat to public safety, police would be replaced by trained, unarmed professionals to limit unnecessary confrontation between police and the community. Breed said as part of police reforms, the city will also strengthen accountability policies, ban the use of military-grade weapons, and divert funding to the African-American community. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Egypt will reopen select tourist destinations to international charter flights starting July 1st, allowing travelers from around the world to return to parts of the country less hard hit by the coronavirus. The government hopes to draw tourists to popular yet remote attractions that have been spared the virus. Those include the southern part of the Sinai Peninsula, home to major resort and beach destinations. The health ministry has recorded over 39,000 cases of COVID-19 in Egypt, including 1,377 deaths, the highest confirmed death toll in the Arab world. Catholic schools have faced tough times for many years, but the pace of closures is accelerating dramatically amid the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Most of the closures are occurring at the elementary school level, but also on the list are a number of beloved high schools, including some that produced famous alumni. The Institute of Notre Dame, a girls' school in Baltimore founded in 1847, is set to close June 30th to the dismay of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and alumni. Immaculate Conception Cathedral School of Memphis is also shutting down after 98 years. It's where Priscilla Vallejo finished her senior year while dating husband-to-be Elvis Presley. This year's closures will reduce the number of Catholic K-12 schools in the United States to about 6,000, down from more than 21,000 in 1970, according to the Catholic Education Association. Overall enrollment has plummeted from more than 5 million in the 60s to under 1.7 million now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.